Ekvav Migilasas, the king isn't sleeping well. Why? He's thinking about the day's events, says the Gaon. He's saying, hold on a second. Haman was invited to the feast. Are they collaborating? Are they conspiring against me? But what's going on? He orders the book of Chronicles to be read, and he sees, hey, Mordechai wasn't rewarded for thwarting the plans of Bigthan and Teresh. At that point, Mivachatzer, who's there? Haman is there outside of the courtyard, and Achshesh has come in. Now, what's he doing so early in the night or in the morning, late in the night? He's waiting there all night, effectively, that he should go in and get permission to hang Mordechai immediately. Achshesh says, hold on a second, there's a person who we need to reward. What should be done to him? Haman says, it has to be me. How did the Megillah know that? Well, either because Ruach HaKodesh or because it's pretty predictable what a person like Haman was thinking. But anyway, he says, give this fellow who needs to be rewarded the horse, the crown, the scepter, the works, should be led through the town. Achshvesh agrees. It's interesting, he withholds the crown. You don't find the crown in the actual description of the parade. And now Haman has to lead Mordechai on the horse. The Gemara says there's some interlude here, there's some backdrop, because Haman comes to find Mordechai, obviously a bit upset about this situation. And when Haman finds Mordechai, Mordechai says, great, I can do it, but I need a haircut. You got to cut my hair. Haman's previous occupation was a barber, so that was embarrassing for him. The Medrash also says that, based on the Pesukim, it was Abba V'chafei Rosh, that Haman's daughter saw someone leading someone through the town on a horse and assumed Haman was being led and Mordechai was leading him. And therefore, she threw some garbage or whatever it was on top of the leader, which was supposed to be Mordechai, but of course it was actually Haman. And then she jumped off the roof. She committed suicide. Zeresh, at the end of the Perek, Pasuk Yud Gimel, says something absolutely astounding. She says that, look, if these people are winning, if the Jews are doing well, you ain't going to be able to touch them. It means they're doing Hashem's rotzen, they're doing Hashem's will. You're not going to be able to conquer them. Rashi quotes, says these. She says that these people are like sand and stars. The nimshlu to kochavim and chol. If they're low, they go as low as the sand. If they're high, they go as high as the stars. We're supernatural people. Till now, we hadn't been doing Hashem's will, she implies, but now they are, and therefore you'll never be able to touch them. Unbelievable. The speed of this is also very important, because Esther is called to Achshvesh's feast. Haman is called to Achshvesh's feast with Esther immediately, and that speed and being flustered is going to be crucial as we head to Perek Zion.